This is a Friday edition program, and I'm talking with Kelly Fortner.
Yes, I'm a student support coordinator with the Center for Community-Based Learning at Humboldt State, and then I am the vice president of the board of Zero Waste Humboldt.
Well, what we are talking about, we were introduced by Maggie Gaynor. Maggie Gaynor has been a community coordinator of sorts, and I really don't know what she does other than make connections with people doing really great things. And so she put Kelly and I together, and welcome to KIDE and the Friday edition.
Hi, Joe. Thank you so much. It's great to be on here and to be talking with you today.
Okay. And as I was saying, Zero Waste Humboldt sounds like an ambitious project, and it sounds like it's something that's really important. So how did you get involved in this?
Yeah, kind of going back a little bit in time, I grew up in Concord, California, and very much so grew up without really any knowledge of the impact of waste and kind of, you know, what I would just get things that I would regularly throw away. And it wasn't really until a few years after I moved to Humboldt, I've lived here for about 7 years, that I learned about the zero waste movement and kind of, you know, this whole thing of, oh, reduce your trash and that'll make a difference, you know, in many ways to climate change, to your own health, to the local community. In terms of zero waste, I kind of started learning about it in about, I think it was either 2016 or 2017, and just trying to learn what I could about why, you know, what is the impact of, you know, moving into a lifestyle that incorporates practices of zero waste and why it matters. And I started trying to implement those practices a bit into my own life. And I read an online blog, it's called Going Zero Waste, that really taught me a lot of kind of the basics. And one of the things that the person who writes this blog really emphasized is that the individual waste create and reducing that can make a big impact. And another thing to think about is the systems of waste that are created and what are ways to kind of make a difference on a broader community-wide level. So I had met some representatives of Zero Waste Humboldt a few years ago, and then about exactly 2 years ago, I reached out to Zero Waste Humboldt to look into volunteer opportunities, and I had the chance to, I talked with Maggie, actually, who you mentioned, and I got to look into different local city and county ordinances across the United States of city councils and counties that have implemented different types of single-use plastic bans, and kind of I dipped my toes into some of the, like, okay, what's going on, you know, at least on local community levels through cities and whatnot, of to reduce waste and how do we incentivize that or disincentivize it. So that's kind of a little bit about how I got involved with Zero Waste, and then from my volunteering at Zero Waste Humboldt, then Maggie asked if I wanted to join in a leadership role on as a board member, and since for the past 2 years, I've been working with Zero Waste Humboldt to try to build the organization and grow it a little bit bigger. We have a presence in the community, and we're all volunteer run, and we have kind of limited capacity, but we're trying to do things to educate folks locally about what is zero waste and why does it matter, and also to advocate for not just, you know, recycling and kind of what we've heard a lot of you know, us have heard about for a long time is, oh, recycle. But really, the thing that we believe makes a much more of a needed impact than recycling is waste prevention. So that's kind of what we advocate for here in Humboldt County.
Well, that is very interesting. I like to get deeper into those topics. And you mentioned earlier in your startup there that you were living in Concord, California. So that, and you left there 7 years ago to come to Humboldt. So that was 2014. And I used to live in Antioch.
Oh, okay.
And I used to work in Concord.
Wow.
And that was last century. I moved there in 58.
Wow, that's a funny connection.
Yeah, as people say, it's a small world.
Yeah, exactly.
So what you're doing, and you talked about the zero waste program that you're working with, and you're all volunteers. How many volunteers are there?
On the board, we have, currently we have 7 of us on the board. We actually have the board can have up to 11 members. So we're actually looking to recruit, you know, others who are interested in joining our board. And kind of each one of us on the board sort of takes up specific roles in the organization, focusing on certain things. So some of what I've focused on more is working with or being kind of liaison between the university, and also I've worked with students who volunteered or interned with the organization. But also Zero Waste does have a solid foundation of volunteers who, you know, help out here and there. I'm not quite sure how many, but we have people who help out with various things from events to, you know, volunteering to help do research for the organization or do advocacy to local government. But really, yeah, it's a pretty small group of people. The folks that I regularly meet with are the 7 of us on the board, and then with student interns that we have pretty much every semester with Humboldt State University.
Well, then what kind of events do you do, and where do you do the education, and what kind of information is shared?
We do events such as, so we, in 2019, we started our first annual fundraiser that happens every fall. And so not only is Zero Waste Humboldt a small organization, but it's a fairly young organization. It started in 2011, so we're coming up on 10 years. But other types of events we do, we have this campaign that also happens every fall called the We Choose to Reuse campaign. And we, you know, post on social media to kind of show, do kind of public education that way to show how, what are ways to reuse and prevent waste. Other types of events we do is we recently just had a local business training certification program where we bring in trained consultants who basically can teach local businesses and the other organizations the foundations of incorporating zero waste into business practices. We have a Zero Waste Zebras program, which is educational materials that we've been working on, especially since the pandemic and since things have been virtual and a lot of you know, parents have kids at home that are needing educational materials. So we've developed some things that families can do with their kids that are to teach them about zero waste. And then also we've started last October, we started a virtual film series where we all gathered on a Zoom call, various community members and watched some different films just to kind of educate folks on some of the things that are going on more nationally and worldwide with waste, and then to prompt discussion and kind of raise awareness about, you know, what is zero waste and what is going on with it, and what can we do as individual people and also as a community to address some of the challenges that are presented by waste. So,
well, waste could be a lot of things. Waste could be things that are unused, you just have them left over. But the other part, and probably a larger part of waste, is the packaging.
Right.
So what kind of, how do you address that, or those two?
Yeah, so with packaging, I mean, one thing, so there's kind of two things that Zero Waste Humboldt addresses, and also two things that I believe are really important to me for zero waste is how do we approach waste that's generated, such as packaging, individually? What can we do to make changes, and how do we approach it on a systems level and in the local community? So in terms of packaging, I mean, yeah, a lot of things that we use are packaged, and a lot of them are plastics, single-use plastics, and some of the things that we can do to address the packaging, that the single-use packages that often get thrown away, is to some extent we can bring our own containers. So like, for example, and it's a little bit more challenging ever since the pandemic, because there's not, for example, at some of the grocery stores, there are bulk sections, and now it's not possible to bring your own bags or jars to fill up bulk. But, you know, we can still do things like, if we are out and about and eating food, bringing our own utensils with us. That's something we can do to avoid packaging. And then I guess a big thing in terms of the change on the systems level is that Zero Waste Humboldt pushes for, and you know, we advocate for you know, everyone to do, is talk with organizations about their packaging, and you know, how can local businesses, how can organizations provide packaging, you know, maybe isn't single use, or maybe it's compostable packaging instead of packaging that gets landfilled, or there's a local business, the Trinidad Beachcomber Cafe, that they don't sell any or any of the drinks you get there. They don't have any paper or plastic cups. You either need to use a cup there, or you can bring your own cup. And they even have a way, you know, during COVID, where they just pour the drink straight into the cup without touching your cup, and it is, you know, totally fine and safe in terms of public health. So definitely packaging is a really big challenge, and it's one, I mean, I personally definitely struggle with it on a regular basis. I mean, I feel like I still, probably most of the waste that I create is from packaging. And another thing I would say of packaging is just thinking about people, you know, will order things online, and if you order things online, you can even talk with organizations about, reach out to them about the way that they package the things that they're sending to you. Are they packaging everything in plastic? Is there another way that they could package it that's compostable or whatnot? So, yeah, there's definitely a lot to talk about with packaging, but hopefully I've covered a little bit of that.
Yeah, it's a huge problem, a very huge problem. It's, I'm from the day when we didn't have plastic packaging, plastic bags.
Yeah.
So that was a different world. And I understand that California is looking into, for larger communities and populations, a way to not put food waste into the landfills. Do you know anything about
right.
that? This is Friday Edition. We're talking with Kelly Fortner of Zero Waste Humboldt.
I'm not. I need to get a little bit more up to date with what is going on statewide. But what I can say is that separating food waste from the landfill is really important, because what happens, you know, when everything gets thrown away, the food waste along with plastics and all sorts of other things, is that, you know, you would think food waste, oh, well, it'll just, you know, decompose. The issue is when food waste gets mixed in with the other things, it can't decompose properly. It can't, it doesn't get that, the aeration that it needs. So what happens if you have a bunch of food sitting with other trash in a landfill is it ends up releasing greenhouse gases such as methane. So one of the important things, and I try to be as consistent as I can just on an individual level, is always keeping my food separate, having it in a separate bucket from the trash. And also that helps. I think that food waste is typically, I think the percentage is around like maybe 40% of household waste. So really that just separating it and composting it, or we don't really have at my house, a formal composting process that we do, but we do just put it in a pile that is just food waste. There are organizations or locally, like the local worm guy, which is, you can have them come pick up compost you get, and then they have a worms that they feed the food scraps to, and then that creates really good soil that people can then use, for gardening and things like that. But, and another thing that separating your food waste can do, and kind of related to the subject of packaging, is that it can make your trash a little cleaner. So if you want to do what's called an audit of your trash, where you go through your trash bag and or your, you know, regular trash can and look through everything you've thrown away and say, okay, what is it my household is throwing away? So then you can get kind of a better idea of like what are some of the typical things you see in the trash, and because one thing is it's hard to reduce the waste, at least that you create on a individual level, if you don't know what that waste is. So
that makes sense. That's just like trying to keep track of your money. What did you spend your money on? If you don't keep the receipts and categorize things, you don't know how much you're spending where. And all you know is you don't have enough.
Right.
And then you go to the opposite end. You just keep finding out you got too much. So what is that too much made of? Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Yeah. And the worm guy. Wow, we need more worm guys. And worm people, I guess, would be a more correct term. But it's a bit. What we do is we separate the vegetable waste from meat waste.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got a dog too, so
yeah,
she takes care of a lot of that stuff, but and she really enjoys that. That's her job. And so yeah, we were able to just use vegetable waste in our composting bins.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
There are the certain things, right, that you can't necessarily compost, like meat or like dairy products, I think.
Yeah, like yeah, absolutely. I imagine we could talk for hours and hours and hours on this stuff.
Yeah.
And maybe we ought to have a whole new series of Zero Waste Humboldt.
Oh, that could be really cool, yeah.
Yeah, we only broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We got to fill it with something. And
exactly.
we stream around the world, so you can raise your hand and say, hey, over here, we're doing this.
Yeah.
So food for thought. We can make it work.
Definitely.
Is there something else you would like to share about what it is that you do and why you do it and why it's important to you?
Why zero waste is important to me is, I just on a broader level, I read a couple things, but one of the things it comes down to is respect and, like, what is the respect that, you know, how can I be respectful of others and the land and myself? And it's one part of a larger thing. And it also goes against the thinking that we're, you know, separate from the earth and separate from each other. And you know, waste is something that we all create. And I feel like the way that we address waste today in our society is it's invisibilized. We're, you know, we just kind of put it somewhere for someone else to take away and deal with. And I think there is something that comes with having the respect is responsibility. And what is our responsibility to say, you know what, this waste I'm creating, it is something that, you know, do we have to live? Does this have to be the way things are? Does this much waste really need to be created? How much do we really need? And I guess when I say, I mean it in a way of, yes, as individuals, but also as a society, as a community, like, what are other, you know, ways, or like you had mentioned, the plastic, when you were growing up, they weren't a thing at all the way they are now. And so how do we get to a place where it's not just a throwaway culture of things, just, you know, we grab something and, you know, maybe it's food and it's in single use packaging and we throw it away without even really thinking about it. And I know that, you know, it's tricky because we're in a culture that also impossible to get away from, too. So to me, it's really about, I mean, just learning a little bit about it, having conversations, like you mentioned, having a regular zero waste program on the radio, just sparking the conversations, or the way that when Zero Waste Humboldt, when our organization has events, a big part of it is education and talking about, you know, what is this thing? What can we do about it? And I really like the phrasing for Zero Waste, that it's a journey, and there is no perfect zero waste. Ideally, I have a vision and imagining a future where, you know, the waste we create is waste more like compost that can then go back into the soil, or it's waste that we can recreate new things out of instead of just putting in the ground. On a personal level, where I'm at, I definitely have a long way to go. And I really just want to emphasize that when thinking about waste, if anyone who is thinking about what are ways that they could reduce their own waste, I mean, everyone has their own style, their own pace, and what works best for them. And I just really, I guess, can't emphasize enough that the conversations are what need to happen, and it's a process that we can all kind of work through together and support each other through. So, all right, well, thank you again, and I hope you take care, and definitely would love to be in touch to be thinking about the future possibilities.
Absolutely. This has been Friday Edition, talking with Kelly Fortner of Zero Waste Humboldt, a production of KIDE Hoopa. Thank you for listening.